She tucked her hands into the front pockets of her cardigan sweater and smiled at the faint squeals and screams that punctuated the otherwise quiet countryside of heavenly Pennsylvania, sounds she knew would only intensify as night descended. All week long, Claire Weatherly had been hearing about Mose Fisher's corn maze from the man's granddaughter. In fact, Claire almost wished she'd had the presence of mind to take notes during Esther's many tellings. She could have supplemented her shop's rapidly dwindling bottom line by printing a foolproof tip sheet and selling it to the masses expected to flock to the intricate series of trails throughout the weekend. But she hadn't. Instead, she'd covered her ears time and time again as her Amish employee and friend unknowingly threatened to ruin the kind of interactive puzzle Claire had enjoyed since she was old enough to navigate the seasonal challenge issued by unending rows of golden-hued stalks. The fact that this particular labyrinth was designed and run by a member of the Amish community she'd come to love only served to raise her nearly lifelong intrigue to a whole new level. A clip-clop at her back made her step to the side of the road to allow the gray-topped buggy used by the old order Amish in Lancaster County to pass. The friendly nod of the driver, coupled with the shy smile of the man's wife beside him, warmed Claire from the inside out, prompting her to return their quiet acknowledgement with a wave. In Heavenly, just shy of 9 months, Claire knew a number of the Amish in her newly adopted hometown as friends, people like Esther and her beau Eli Miller, as well as Eli's twin sister Ruth and their older brother Benjamin. Benjamin. She forced her thoughts from the gentle blue-eyed man and the promise he'd made that prevented them from ever being more than friends, and she focused, once again, on the orange triangle affixed to the back of the slow-moving buggy, and the sandy-haired boy that peeked out at her with a hint of curiosity. She didn't know the child's family, didn't know which farmhouse they inhabited, but thanks to her deepening friendship with Esther and her own fascination with the Amish, Claire was capable of filling in some of the blanks herself. She figured the little boy, who eventually smiled as the buggy flaps slowly drifted closed, to be about 6 years old. Judging by the length of the driver's beard, the man had been married a good 10 years or so, making the youngster he transported one of probably 4 or 5. The woman who sat so stoically beside her husband handled the children and her daily work with little respite and nary a complaint. Releasing a quiet sigh, Claire watched the buggy disappear around an upcoming bend in the road, the now common sight enveloping her in a welcomed sense of calm. In any other place, Claire's assessments would be nothing short of conjecture. But there, in Heavenly, they were a virtual certainty. Rare givens in a world of few. The unmistakable hum of an approaching engine cut through her thoughts, and she turned once again, the buggy of moments earlier replaced with modern technology and a dashboard-mounted dome light. The passenger side window slid open as the sedan slowed to a stop beside Claire, the familiar face behind the wheel bringing a smile to her lips. "Where are you off to with that spring in your step?" Jacob Fisher leaned across the seat of his police-issued car and raised her smile with his always endearing set of dimples. "Is there a schnitz and knepp sampling I'm unaware of?" "Ha ha, very funny." Stepping forward, she leaned her arms against the open windowsill and assumed the role of interrogator. "So what brings you out here?" The slightest hint of crimson rose in his cheeks before disappearing behind a suspiciously timed rub of his face.
"Just doing the detective thing, I guess."
"Detective thing?" she teased. "What exactly is the detective thing?"